Thanksgiving is a holiday that brings together every sort in a family. Distant relatives from out of town or different generations are all together sharing a meal. While breaking bread with the ones you care about can be a bonding experience, it can also present some pitfalls. All that family and all those friends can have a variety of perspectives on hot-button issues. It's probably a safe bet to avoid talk of politics around the holiday table, but if it comes up, we've got someone joining us who knows how to deftly navigate any social situation. Here to help with all of the holiday season's social graces is image consultant and etiquette expert Ruth Romero. Welcome to the program, Ruth.
Thank you, Matt. It's great to be here once again.
Great to have you on board.
Thank you.
So before we do a deep dive into the peaks and valleys of holiday manners, tell us a little bit about you. You are an image consultant and a stylist in Boise. Is business good, and how long have you been doing it?
It's up and down. I probably have done style all my life, because when you are born and you feel you're not perfect, you try to figure out what goes best on you to enhance who you are. So I became very, very open about that, and then I lived with three older brothers, so they always made me aware of what was not quite right with me.
But you have come a very long way. It's worth pointing out she's wearing a colorful, beautiful scarf and a St. John suit. This is a lady that knows how to dress.
Thank you, Matt. You are very observant.
So you've lived in New York. That is glamorous. That is cosmopolitan. It attracts all types. And you've got to be able to adapt to a lot of different kinds of people when you're in a big city like that. How would you translate sort of that everyday adaptability into handling family at the holidays or dealing with abrasive people? Dealing with abrasive family members certainly is different than dealing with coworkers and things like that.
It's very much the same, really. And what I feel, it's all about common sense. If somebody says something offensive, you know, is it that important to make a big to-do about it? No. Consider the situation and just let it roll. But if you feel like really making a big to-do about it, well, good luck. Step away from the table.
Well, let's run through a few scenarios. Speaking of the table, I think we're all getting ready to be bellying up to one tomorrow.
Yes.
And, you know, friends, family, near and dear, all coming around that table. But let's get some of your advice and weigh in on some of these scenarios I'm going to lay out in front of you. All right. So scenario one, you've got people of all political bents gathered around the table and talk of the president comes up. Some people love him, some people hate him, and both sides have a lot of passion. What do you do?
It's true. I have been pinned against the wall many times in my own home by friends. And what I usually do, I just tell them, I'm sorry, it's not a topic that I enjoy discussing with my friends or anyone, because it's something that's very personal and we all see life differently. So I just let it go. And I have had the occasion where a friend of mine just kind of really pushed me. Come on, Ruth, you've got to have some thoughts. I said, nope, I will not share them with you. Sorry.
So a firm shutdown is appropriate and okay if we're talking,
yes,
if we're talking politics.
Unless you're in the same canoe, then go ahead. But really, if you watch the news 24/7, I cannot understand why anyone would want to continue those conversations at the table or for a gathering. It's boring. Find something else to talk about.
There is a nugget. All right, scenario number two. As people are passing around the mashed potatoes, Aunt Gertrude starts telling a childhood story that you find absolutely mortifying. She thinks it's fine and not a big deal, but you hate it. Complicating matters, your new significant other is spending Thanksgiving with you for the first time. Is there any tactful way to stop Aunt Gertrude from telling that story?
Make light of it. It was then, and you know, are you still thinking about that, Aunt Gertrude? Let it go. Find better things to think about.
So just, you know.
Just laugh about it. And I said, you know, it's funny that you still remember. I don't remember that.
Find the humor.
Find the humor in everything. And your ultimate, let's see, what can I say? Your ultimate goal is to just be conscious of the moment and enjoy yourself. It's all about common courtesies and kindnesses. And these topics, are they really that important? No. It doesn't make me happier or less happy.
All right. Well, let's see how you do with this. And we're going to get a little heavy with this, with number three.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody around the table drops an offensive term. Most of the group, the older folks, for the sake of argument, seem okay with that, but the younger people are noticeably uncomfortable. Can or should that be addressed around the Thanksgiving table?
Oh, my gosh. That is a tough one. I don't believe that it has happened to me personally, but what would I do? Again, let it go. If you don't approve of it, don't laugh. And maybe you can suggest a better expression of what the person is trying to say. But that is a toughie. And I'm sure by the time it comes out of that person's mouth, he's already feeling the overall energy around the table if he's really bummed out.
I think that's very true. If somebody should be able to read the situation, and if that happens, I would think the sort of collective gasp by some people might be enough of a hint.
Just don't encourage it. That's all.
We are speaking with image consultant and etiquette expert Ruth Romero. We always like to hear from you. You can connect with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can find us on Twitter at KBSX915 or at our Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. So I can't think of another holiday that is as much about food as Thanksgiving. What do you do if there is a truly terrible dish at your feast and you are pressed for feedback by the person who brought it? Do you have a strategy for maybe artfully moving it around your plate, or what would you suggest?
Well, first of all, I think I would avoid putting it on my plate. But if I should, and I don't touch it after my first taste, I would just say, you know, I think I prefer it. I would be honest. I'm not going to lie, but I would really be honest in a kind way, because I would also read the expression that she's having or he's having on his face and then treat the whole matter accordingly.
Now, can you explain to me the notion of honest kindness? How does that work?
Yes.
How does one deftly diffuse that situation?
I have done it, and I'm known for speaking what I really feel, because I can't be phony.
I can't imagine that.
And oftentimes, if I am tasting, I say, you know, I've tried it, and I really tried. I did my best to like it, but this is not the type of thing that I really like, and I'm very cautious about where I spend my calories.
Two great options for you out there, if you're listening. Some people love cooking and want to do it all. Others are more of the it takes a village school when they're making a big meal. So when you go to your host's house, how much help should you offer? Do you think they would enjoy? Is there a threshold there?
Oh, yes. It depends on the hostess or the host. Some do not want any help in the kitchen. I myself like to do most of it by myself. I can maybe, if you come to my home, I might ask you to help me carry a plate or a dish to another spot, but that's about it. I don't care to have anybody clean up after me either. I do that by myself.
So you would a good rule?
But I read the host or hostess attitude, and I know my friends that like the help, that welcome the help, and I know the ones that don't.
So maybe wait and see if you're asked to help?
Sometimes you're asked, or someone, you can read it on your host's face by saying, oh, do you need some help? Yeah, I think I could, because some people may need the help, and it's hard for them to express it.
That's true. Some people aren't very forthcoming when they could use a little lifesaver.
That's true.
So we are in peak party season, and I'm sure you have a very busy social calendar this time of year. But a lot of holiday gatherings, if you're invited to a party or you're going to someone's house for Thanksgiving, what sort of host or hostess gift would you recommend taking? And are they really even expected anymore?
I find them very, very kind, very nice to do. And it shows appreciation. And I enjoy doing it. I avoid going to anybody's home for dinner or even if it's just an evening without taking something. It's just who I am. And it just shows, it's a nice gesture.
What sort of things would you say are good trinkets?
I love flowers. And if you happen to know your hostess or your host taste and they like good chocolates, some chocolates. A bottle of wine is the same thing and will do a very, very lovely gesture to express.
It doesn't have to be fancy.
No, it's the thought. It's the thought that counts. See, there again, it's all about kindness and just being courteous and appreciative of what you are doing and how you can show your kindness.
Well, let's end with a bang. I'm gonna give Ruth Romero, etiquette expert and stylist, the worst case scenario. Let's pretend that at your Thanksgiving nothing goes right. You have a house full of hungry and by this point slightly intoxicated guests. The turkey ends up being undercooked while your attempt to heat up mashed potatoes and green beans has sort of left them with a protective char coating. What do you do?
Drink some more. No, when you prepare a turkey, and if it's an underdone or something like that, there's got to be some of the trimmings that will work. And again, is that going to be the worst thing that can happen to you in your life? Nah.
Just have a cocktail and
have
go
on.
Have
more cocktails and have more appetizers and mashed potatoes or whatever is cold that didn't get cold or nothing. No, nothing of great consequence. Make light of it.
Ruth Romero, the lady with the answer for every situation. Ruth is an image consultant and our resident etiquette expert. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. And I love being here with you.
And a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and to you as well. And to all the listeners, happy Thanksgiving. Be safe.